going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. From KYW News Radio's David Ashen, here's what's happening. A 43-year-old man was shot and killed by a police officer in Ambler, Montgomery County after authorities say he charged officers with a knife. They encountered Aguilar Cholula around 7:30 Saturday night along Forest Avenue and School Street, holding what they describe as a large butcher-style knife. Officers told Cholula to drop the knife, and he did not comply, according to investigators. He then charged at the officers, which prompted one of them to fire a taser. When the taser failed to stop him, another officer fired one shot, striking him. Cholula was taken to the hospital, where he later died. Police are investigating the shooting. Philadelphia City Council is expected to vote this week on a long-delayed bill that puts limits on mobile service providers in Kensington. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports.
The bill pits Councilwoman Ketsu Lozada, who represents the residents of Kensington, against providers who use a strategy called harm reduction in serving people in addiction. The bill languished on council's calendar for months as Lozada sought to find a compromise. Then last week, she proposed and council passed major changes. The bill now would allow services at two locations with permits. Non-medical providers would be limited to 45 minutes in one spot. Opponents such as Sam Piper told council they still were not happy.
It still operates from a framework of control and punishment, not health and humanity. People will not stop needing care just because it's harder to provide, but they may die trying to find it.
Lozada defended the bill.
The Kensington community has suffered for a really long time, and they don't deserve to continue to live in a neighborhood that is occupied.
Four council members signaled they intend to vote against the bill, but it's still expected to pass easily. Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
The feds say internet scams across the U.S. grew by a third last year compared to 2023. As KYW's crime and justice reporter Kristen Johansson explains, New Jersey and Pennsylvania rank among the top 10 states who have the most filed complaints.
In 2024, nearly 900,000 complaints were filed within the FBI's Internet Crime Complaint Center, and they say as a result, it cost Americans $16 billion. According to the Bureau, the top three crimes are phishing or spoofing, meaning someone pretending to be someone they're not to get personal information, as well as extortion and personal data breaches. Cryptocurrency fraud was also among the top complaints. Pennsylvania ranked fifth with more than 27,000 complaints and residents lost about $400 million. New Jersey had 15,000 complaints and ranked sixth overall in reported losses with nearly $435 million. The agency wants people to use their online complaint center, ic3.gov, which they say helps track trends, identify offenders, which then hopefully prevents fraud. Kristen Johansson, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Sunday was the Gift of Life's 28th annual Donor Dash, where runners and walkers helped raise money and awareness for organ donations. KYW Sherrod A. Howard was there and spoke to those who say their lives have been greatly impacted by the organ and tissue donation program.
Blood poisoning. Gift of life, gift of life. It's the gift of life.
If that sounds familiar, it's because it's Philadelphia's own Philly Freeway, who is performing at the Donor Dash and has been on the front lines of organ donation for years, who says gift of life saves lives, including his.
It was a great feeling to come out here. Like I said, I'm a kidney transplant recipient and I'm a donor dad. So it's definitely almost my whole heart is involved.
Dwendy Johnson with the gift of life says it's almost impossible not to be inspired.
Someone that helps someone else. It truly is amazing.
Stephen Saltese and his wife Del were there to show gratitude to the Gift of Life community after Stephen received two organ donations, a liver and a pancreas.
It's great to see all the other recipients. You know, it's kind of like a club, but then also to see the living donors and the donors' families.
Jennifer and Jim Gaddy say their son Cole lives on through his legacy of donation.
I mean, as sad as it is, we lost our son and an amazing kid, but through him, all that we're doing for him through the Gift of Life with the Donor Dash, he will live on for a long time.
Charity Howard, KYW News Radio 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design, plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
Contact your local Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. A new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads. We got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.